should not, was not, however, would not. He couldn't really blame Alice Hargreaves. She was the product of her society. Like all women, she was what men had made her, and she had strength of character and flexibility of mind to lift herself above some of the prejudices of her time and her class. She had adapted to the nudity well enough, and she was not openly hostile or contemptuous of the girl. She had performed an act with Burton that went against a lifetime of overt and covert indoctrination, and that was on the night of the first day of her life after death, when she should have been on her knees singing hosannas because she had sinned, and promising that she would never sin again as long as she was not put in hellfire. As they walked across the plain, he thought about her, turning his head now and then to look back at her. That hairless head made her face look so much older, but the hairlessness made her look so childlike below the navel. They all bore this contradiction, old man or woman above the neck, young child below the belly button. He dropped back until he was by her side. This put him behind Frigate and Logu. The view of Logu would yield some profit, even if his attempt to talk to Alice resulted in nothing. Logu had a beautifully rounded posterior. Her buttocks were like two eggs, and she swayed as enchantingly as Alice. He spoke in a low voice. "If last night distressed you so much, why do you stay with me?" Her beautiful face became twisted and ugly. "I am not staying with you. I am staying with a group. Moreover, I've been thinking about last night, though it pains me to do so. I must be fair. It was the narcotic in that hideous gum that made both of us behave the way we did. At least I know it was responsible for my behavior, and I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt." "Then there's no hope of repetition."
"How can you ask that? Certainly not. How dare you?"
"I didn't force you," he said. "As I have pointed out, you did what you would do if you were not restrained by your inhibitions. Those inhibitions are good things, under certain circumstances, such as being the lawful wedded wife of a man you love in the England of Earth. But Earth no longer exists. Not as we knew it. Neither does England, neither does English society. And if all of mankind has been resurrected and is scattered along this river, you still may never see your husband again. You are no longer married. Remember, till death do us part. You have died, and therefore parted. Moreover, there is no giving into marriage in heaven."